You're listening to Faith and Family, a Christian family community that aims to provide Christian advice and promote Christian values. I'm Mariel Gutierrez. Coming up at almost 12 years of marriage, the structure of our date nights have changed, to say the least. My husband and I are all about that Netflix and chill, but like heavy on the chill. So, you know, it's so chill that when we have any spare minute, we usually choose sleep over food or like going out. But like, we're so tired. We've got jobs, we've got a pet, we've got kids. But is this romantic? Like, after kids, is dating even necessary? These are the things we're talking about today on Tired Moms, a Faith and Family podcast. And here to weigh in is our favorites, Bernie, Emmerich, and Jewel. Hey, moms.
Hey. Hi.
Okay. So, quick question before anything. Ready?
Go ahead.
Most romantic date you've ever been on with your spouse? Go.
Oh man.
We were at Walmart and we held hands.
Oh my gosh.
That
so sweet.
So romantic. Did you post about it?
Oh my gosh, filters on filters.
I think I'm trying to like search in my brain the last most romantic date. And I would have to say we go on frequent date nights, you know, like little pockets of like
nice.
Just hanging out here and there, but
Oh, your anniversary just came by too, right?
Yeah.
What did Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. That wasn't too romantic. We just
went. It wasn't bad.
And I think that's why we're struggling, Mara, when you say go. Like, what's your most romantic? It's like, oh, my
You're
God.
You're just like, I don't
know. Well, I didn't have an answer. I had to text my husband.
I was like, have you got an answer yet?
I did. After 20 minutes, he texted me back and he was like, because I still, you know what, I think for me, there was one anniversary, a random one. I don't know what it was, 6, 7. And then we went to the drive-in movies and we bought like, oh my God, like 5 large fries from Five Guys. And you know, those fries are huge, right? And we just kind of like, and we kind of just sprawled it at the back of the car and just like ate. But that to me was fun, you know, because I like food. But he texted me and I was like, what do you think was our most romantic date ever in your opinion? And he said, getting lost in Saint-Denis in Paris. But, and I have to tell you, Saint-Denis, an unsavory place, you know, that's like a place where you X in the Mac and say, hey, don't go there.
Right.
But we ended up there because we got off at a wrong stop. And then he said it was getting lost in Saint-Denis in Paris because we had to stick together to survive. So
when you really want me to think about like romantic dates, it really before kids. Like all out, everything is, you know, full on massage, every, you know, the whole 9 yards.
Oh,
you know
what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We didn't have those dates.
We're going there, people. We're going there.
but with, you're right, with kids now, it's like, to me, like that peaceful moment where it's just you and your husband, you know.
Even just having like, just hanging out downstairs when everyone else is asleep.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true.
Well, with that said, I mean, do you guys ever feel like you have to choose between who you give your attention to, like your kids or like your husband?
When I was pregnant, like women would come up to me like, you better know how to divide your time because your husband's going to get jealous and your husband's going to get needy and blah, 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 blah. And so when my, you know, after we had the baby and he was like almost a year old, I was like, you know, asking my husband, like, I know I don't look the same as I used to prior to this baby, but you know, like, do you feel like do you feel a little neglect or tell me how you're feeling? And he was just like, I'm totally cool. And I don't know if he was just saying that on my behalf, not to let me worry, but I think because we had our child later in life, you know, we were without kids for 10 years. And so those 10 years, we were just all about each other. And we didn't know it was going to take us long to conceive. Mm-hmm. So by the time our boy came, it was like this miracle that happened. So
you both kind of understood.
We
that
understood.
Was all about
this is what it is. This is what we prayed for. This is why we went to church every day and, you know, kneeled and prayed. This is God's gift. So, you know, God gave us our time to just be crazy and go out on crazy dates, romantic, crazy, all that. But now, you know, it took us very long to have this boy. it's just all about this boy. So, I mean, I check on him even now. Like, are you cool? Are we cool? Mm-hmm. You know?
It's your maternal instinct to really cater to your kids.
Right.
And then there are many times that Harmony would feel like, okay, not that he felt neglected, but I don't think he understood why. Like, if he was asking any attention from me, it would annoy me. Because it's like, seriously, I'm like devoted to these kids, blah, blah, blah. But one thing that I realized was, and this is, we had a very great heart-to-heart talk, you know, I realized in the last 5 years, I was pregnant, I gave birth, I was pregnant, because my kids are not that far apart from each other. And I was pregnant, I gave birth, I was pregnant, I gave birth. So my body was just, my hormones were just all over the
place. Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
And there's this time where I realized, oh my gosh, I'm, and I told him, I said, I don't know why, you know, you still love me the way you do. Because I would not love me the way you love me if I was, you know, if I was dealing with me.
Yeah.
My husband is my husband still. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I still have to be a wife. So it is a conscious effort that I can't just use the kids as an excuse. Like, oh, the kids, because that was my excuse for a few years. Yeah. Now I tell the kids, we're going on date night. Sorry.
You stay at home with grandma.
Right? Seriously. Jasmine would be like, Mom, I don't want to. Girl, I'm sorry. We're going on a date night.
Good for you. You know? Good for you guys. You know?
And so then now the kids are like, are you guys getting a massage again?
That's your thing. You guys go get massages.
Aww. What does romance evolve into after a while? Is it even like still necessary? Like,
it is 100% necessary.
100%.
It evolves to something different. I mean, I've talked to moms where they're like, you know what, girl? He took out the garbage, put the kids to bed, gave them the bath. I got to watch an hour of TV and read my favorite book. I love my man. And that to that mother, that was
romantic.
Her romance. Like, he took care of everything and it was cool. I mean, she was seriously said, girl, he took the garbage out and he put the right in the right recycling bin.
That's big, you know? I'm
and
like,
that's
if
big.
He puts the plastic liner after he took the trash out, what? I'm like, you are so romantic right now.
Or, you know, when we're, you know, just my son, and he's doing his own thing, he's playing, and my husband and I are sitting next to each other on the couch, and he just puts his arm around me, and I'm cool. Like, I feel like I'm on top of the world. So I think that, you know, it varies. But, you know, there are some couples out there that do want the whole, still, the gifts, fancy dinner.
Yeah.
It's different for everybody.
Yep.
I agree. It has evolved to the little things, you know. Even a funny text. Just a back and forth banter, you know? And it's just funny. And you're just like, oh, he's so cute. He's so sweet. Just those little things.
Like, you know, you guys heard about the love languages, right? The 5 love languages.
No.
Can you remind us what they are again?
All right. So there's gifts, words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, and physical touch.
For me, words of affirmation.
Me too. I think mine is words of affirmation as well.
Physical touch. Hey. That's all I'm talking about.
What are we talking about? Acts of service. Like, I made a lunch.
Okay, let me tell you.
Honestly, am I saluting him?
You know what's funny is, like, I went through this list with my husband, right?
Uh-huh.
I was like, what would you say you do? You know? And I was like, I'm definitely like words of affirmation. He's like, how come you get to choose yours? I'm like, okay, you tell me what I am. And he's like, I think you're words of affirmation. I'm like, okay, you go. And then he's like, what do you think I am? And I'm like, I think you're acts of servitude. He's like, what? What is that? And because, okay, the thing is with my husband, he's not so much as a touchy-feely or a words kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's more of a, okay, like whenever my head hurts for whatever reason, he always brings me food. And I don't... And I, for the longest time, I'm
he
like,
he knows the way to your heart.
He does, you know. And I'm like, if I'm getting chubby, it's your fault, you know. But like, no, and that's the thing. Like, he'll do things like that. And so for a long time, I'm like, you know what? I don't understand why you keep bringing me food. This is not a solution. Give me a Tylenol. Give me like 3 Tylenols, and we're good. But what I'm beginning to understand is that, you know, I can't dictate the way he shows me his love.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right. And then for the longest time, what I wanted was, I used to believe that if I show you this kind of love, you have to mirror it back.
Yeah.
I honestly thought that that's how it went. And because I kept saying, all right, because I like words of affirmation. Not going to lie, you know? Mm-hmm. I love it.
Too, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me I'm awesome. Yeah, tell me I'm pretty. You know? Tell me I'm still hot. Yeah, you know? And so I always tell him that. I'm like, hey, you're handsome. And I'm waiting. I'm like, you know, dot, dot, dot.
I agree with what you were saying earlier, Mar, that like I try to mirror what I want, right. You know, and it's like I'm showing, you know, I'm telling you all these things, words of affirmation, or I'm, you know, I'm doing this. And how come you're not doing that to me? Because and then it took a conversation like during that time where we were having difficulty where he pointed out all the different ways that he loves me that I never paid attention to.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, because he's an acts of service kind of guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
They need to meet.
He will bring me water every night before we go to bed. He will make sure my keys are in a place that I could find them. Aww. If it's, you know, in the winter, if he feels like the mist was, you know, covered my windshield, he will go out there and wipe it off and just do these things that I just kind of took for granted because that's how he shows his love. That's his acts of service. And I never really saw it that way because I'm a words of affirmation kind of person. Yes. And I'm like, you know, and I'm like, you're not doing these things that I am doing to you, and so you don't love me, you know. And then when we had that conversation, even before this whole you've taught me the five love languages, I just it's profound, because when we did have the conversation, he's like, you don't notice that I, you know, these are things I do because, you know, I care about you, and I know that, you know, you like to drink water every night, you know, and all these things. And then I was just like, oh man, you know, like I felt stupid, you know. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right, you know. And so it's good to communicate, and if you can express to your spouse, this is how I this is how I feel loved, you know, and they can say the same thing to you, then you can take care of each other that way, you know. And
so can I just share a story on that? There's this one time we were watching a movie, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like moving my neck. I'm like, oh, my neck hurts, you know. And he's like, oh, really? And so, and then I'm like, oh, okay, the guy doesn't get it. So I like move my neck on the other side. Oh my gosh, my neck is, my shoulder hurting. And so, and we were watching a movie, so he's like, oh, okay. And I got mad. And I'm like, honey, my neck is hurting, my shoulder. And he's like, okay.
He was all and like, just go like I this said, to your shoulders.
He gets out the Windex.
Like, and this was when we were first married, so he doesn't know yet.
He didn't know
and
yet.
So I'm like, aren't you going to massage me? And then he's like, honey, if you want a massage, just tell me to massage you. And then he goes, how many times have I said my backers, do you come rushing massaging me?
Touche. Touche, Harmony. Touche.
And that's when Harmony made me realize, like, we really have to communicate what he thinks is a certain way is totally, like, it's oblivious. Like, we don't even think about it. And what we think is so crystal clear.
Yeah.
You know, they don't really see. And so that communicating, like, what makes you happy, what makes him happy is totally key. And so I think that's how we've learned, okay, this is how we show love, and that's how we show love. So I kid you not, ladies, my every day, not every day, but majority of the time, he knows how to show his love that way. Mm-hmm. So I get pretty relaxed on
a lot of massages. Nice. I hope you're reciprocating, Jewel.
Yes.
You guys have a deal, right?
Oh, no, we barter. That's what we do. Nowadays, 10 years of marriage, you call it bartering.
That's true. No, you know what's funny about, like, communication is that I feel like for a long time, I used to over-communicate. Like I said, I'm a words of affirmation kind of person, right? Mm. And I would be like, hey, tell me you love me. I would be that girl. I'd be like, hey, do you love me? Do you love me? Like,
oh my hey. Gosh.
Because I was so needy, like, especially after the kids, you know what right. I mean? I was like, I need to hear it. Why do you love me? Tell me now, you know?
Oh
and
God,
we'll be like, at Jollibee, and he'd be like, oh my gosh. I'm like, now, why you can't even figure out why, like, one reason?
Before
like,
you order that chicken joy.
I know.
Tell me you love me.
How did you know to order extra gravy, like, hella fast, but not know why you love me, you know? Like, I would get so offended. But you know what? Like you guys said, though, like, communication. Like, I found out that that hurts him when I do that, you know? Like, when I say, hey, why do you love me? Why do you, you know?
He probably feels insulted.
He does. He did. Yeah. He was like, you know what? Like, I've been busting my behind here trying to show you in these different ways that I love you. And then, all you can see is what you think you need to hear, you know? That, and I know. And
I feel like,
oh wow, I gotta grow up now. Like, I gotta.
I feel like we have the same relationship. I was doing the same thing, you know? Yeah. I'm like, I wasn't noticing the way he loved me.
Do you find it romantic when you watch your spouse, when you watch your husband perform their duties?
It is. My husband's an overseer, and when he performs his duty, when he, you know, does his visitations and guards a chapel and
fill them forms out.
Like, we find it romantic. Like, we find it, like, see, our definition is so different, you know, from, like, what how others see it as, you know.
Because he's being a man. He's being that leader, you know. And
And I love how all our husbands are leading by example. And it's like we find it so attractive because you feel like, that's the man of our household. And it's, I find it like, so when I, that's why I think when I'm with him, I find so much comfort, so much peace. Like, our household is going to be fine. So when he holds my hand, there's that sense of, he's leading
security
that he's leading our family in worshiping and serving God the right way. You know, is that how you feel, ladies?
Yes, absolutely.
It warms your heart and it just, it gives you peace and you feel safe, you know, and because of those feelings, it just, I don't know.
That's romance for us, right? Yeah. That's what's romantic for us. For sure.
Absolutely. I think we can agree what is romantic is really subjective, right? Like, we understand that. But when you promise to be with someone forever, like, we have to make an effort to make it exciting and a fun journey. So we made that promise to our spouse in front of God to be the best kind of wife for our husband. So that means we have to put in significant effort. Maybe instead of waiting for an opportunity to come up, we need to create opportunities, steal those gazes, smiles, and kisses. And who knows, maybe on your next Netflix and chill, you might even be conscious. Thanks, Bernie, Jewel, and Emmerich for joining us today.
Thank you. This was fun.
I know, always so much fun, right? We have to book like maybe 2 hours next time.
We should.